What is up, you guys? Welcome to the first iteration of the Real One-on-One Talk with Silos on the Real Talk with Silos podcast. Today, we have the one and only AJ and the one of the best musical artists I know so far, besides AJ, of course, Sean Patrick. How you guys doing today?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. I can't complain at all, man. I'm actually super excited about this daggone, this interview, man. I can't even lie to you, bro. It's the junk crazy, man. I'm really excited.
Awesome, awesome. I believe Sean is going to be trickling in pretty soon. We're just going to go ahead and start off with the questions. So, for those of you who don't know, today we are going to be talking about the esteemed great song of AJ that he has been saying on the podcast for the last couple of weeks now, almost, who's featured. Sean Patrick is featured on this song, and it's going to be on AJ's new Me Versus Me album. Guys, I personally heard this song. When I tell you the chills I got from this song, oh my goodness. You know what? Let's start on that, man. Let's go ahead. Let's jump in. What inspired you to make this song? And I'll go ahead once Sean comes in here. I'll ask him that same question, but I want to hear from you, man. What made you make that song?
Well, here's the thing about the song, and I see Sean actually joined us. This is great.
How you doing, Sean?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Not too much, man. The thing is, the inspiration, I literally had a situation that happened to me back in 2010. This is a while ago. And
that is our legendary origin story.
Yes. And literally, man, instead of using that for fuel to make music, I used it as fuel to fuel depression and sadness and regret. And it wasn't until just recently, over the last 2 years, where I actually decided, I said, you know what? I'm not gonna let any situation take hold of my life anymore. And I have been writing, doing a lot of writing. This year I did massive amounts of writing and decided to go ahead and put together an EP for myself. Sean Patrick actually presented the beat to me. And when I heard the beat, shout out to Primetime,
Thanks.
Producer.
For sure.
Dude is a monster. Y'all gonna know about Primetime very soon.
Oh, absolutely.
But he's presented me the beat, and Sean had already recorded the hook. He recorded a verse and a hook for the song. And the moment I heard it, I just was like, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I said, this ties in to what my EP is
perfect,
all about.
Perfectly, yeah.
And then I had to really just sit down and dive in, but it really didn't take me long to write this song. It really didn't, because with creativity, inspiration is so important. And that situation inspired so many different writings for me. And with Sean's, you know, style and his approach to the song, lyrically as well as musically, it made it easier for me to write the verse. So definitely from inspiration from, you know, essentially my heart getting broken. That's really to answer the question directly.
So I'm going to go ahead and defer to you, Sean. What inspired you to be a part of this this project, you know, this song in particular?
Oh, man. So yeah, like Wayne had said, pretty much I had already laid out the track for, believe it or not, we were actually writing for other artists' camps. Wow. You know, a couple you know, young R&B guys in the industry right now. So it was originally I made the song with that in mind, and we were gonna start, you know, we were in talks with some camps to you know, pitch the song. Ultimately nothing ever really became of it, so I was just kind of sitting on the song myself, and I wasn't even gonna sing it, you know. I wrote it for like another artist, you know. So it's crazy how it worked out, because I think as we're putting together Wayne's EP and the way the project is sounding, I think it just clicked with me one day that I thought that song would be a perfect fit, you know.
For sure, for sure.
And yeah, so we came together and we just made that song happen. I literally had everything already recorded, and then Wayne just came through and just laid out his verses and made it happen.
Now the funny part about it is that with Sean, and for those that don't know, Wayne is my real name. AJ is my stage name.
So, oh, true.
It's fine.
I probably should have clarified that.
I don't want nothing edited out. So that's fine. The only reason why I didn't use Wayne is because the Wayne market is all tied up in the music industry. But here's another piece to that, because I love background. So I told Sean during this EP, I said, I need to write something else. I said, I need something a little bit more hype. I got a couple of, you know, not hype, but upbeat songs in there, but the rest of them are really somber and, you know, and they tell a story and they paint a picture. And Sean just was straight up, it's almost like Sean knew exactly what I needed because he remembered what he wrote for this beat. And like I said, the moment he played it for me, I said, yeah, I need that. I need that.
In other words, you're saying that Sean just was like, trust the process.
Yeah, you just went with it. That's essentially what it was. Yep.
Okay, for sure. Okay. All right, man. So I do have this next question. This is going to be for both of y'all again. And it's something that I personally want to know. And you know, we talk about pain and a lot of different things, but, you know, I know there's more to it, to the love of music, of course. And I'm just going to come out and say the question. So the question is, we all like to know, what are some of the things that brought you to being a part of this? You know, I call it the life of music, because music isn't just something you do. It's part of your life. It's something that, you know, it moves your life forward. So, like, besides the pain and all that stuff, what made you gravitate, you know, towards doing this music and showing your love for it and all that stuff? So,
good question.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead, man.
You want to say this? No, that's a good question, man. So I would say for myself, just kind of like when it all started, per se, for me would be probably as early as just middle school, you know? I think I was doing it before I really knew it was a thing, you know? I know right off the bat, me and Wayne, you know, have a lot of similarities when it comes to growing up around it. You know, my uncle was a rapper in the 90s, you know, it was pretty big at that point. Shout out Sham and Professor. And I was always big in like the school bands and whatnot. I was on drumline at one point in high school. So I kind of started coming to the realization that I could actually, you know, put songs together, put lyrics together, melodies. Started off singing, eventually worked my way up to figuring out how to record, and I ended up going to school for it as well. And that's actually where me and Wayne met. We met in school for music, which is like a perfect combination, you know. And I just been doing it as long as I can remember, really. Just making the songs and just progressively just adding on the next step, you know. It started without a mic. Now we got a whole studio. Now we're working on, you know, production companies. Yeah, so it's been a super organic just flow, you know.
Yeah, mine is a little bit similar. As he pointed out, we kind of had the same type of road. I think mine is a little different, though. For me, my father's side of the family is very musically inclined. You're either a preacher, a musician, a farmer, or a mechanic, you know. But mostly it's musicians and preachers in the church. And growing up, I used to just sit and watch our church drummer at my grandfather's church, Keith Marshall, and talented guy, very talented guy. And I just used to sit and watch him. And then I started playing drums. I had a natural gift for it. I had a knack for it. It came to me very easily. And when I got to high school, it's funny because I thought when I signed up for band, it was a brand new high school. It was a brand new district, brand new high school. I signed up for band, and I thought I was joining a band. I didn't realize the band was trumpets and horns and flutes and clarinet. I'm like, what is this? And they're like, this is band, you know, symphonic band. I'm like, man, where's the bass drum? Where's the piano? And where's the drum set? That's what I was looking for. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to join band. So I didn't know how to read music. And literally, I feel like I almost should sue the movie Drumline because they just took my life and made a movie out of it.
Yeah,
That's how I was treated, because I didn't know how to read music. But what became clear to them, to all of them, was that I was far above everybody else talent-wise. I was in every single band. I was in symphonic band, wind symphony, orchestra, jazz band, marching band. You name it, I did it. Pit orchestra, you name it, I did it. And that started the love for music. And then, you know, when I started to leave high school, you know, my guidance counselor said, you know, music is really not a career. You know, you should consider joining the military or something like that. So I was like, well, she's a guidance counselor. She's probably right. So, you know, so I was a little bit, I stalled a little bit, but definitely when I moved to Florida and I met Sean in college, and he told me he did music, and you know, we've been cool ever since we started connecting. So but my road to just loving music, it really just started, I want to say it started from birth.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, to that point, man, I just want to say you guys are the dynamic duels, and pretty soon, man, I mean, if you're not already, you guys are going to be taking over this industry. So
appreciate that, man.
So I do have a question in particular for this song. I want to know, because, man, you know, listening to it, and I listened to it a couple times, I heard, well, for AJ, I heard a lot of pain and anger in this song.
Facts.
And even towards you, Sean, you know, there was a little bit of you know, you felt it. And I just want to touch on that. Like, can you kind of elaborate on that pain? And you know, I know you touched on a little bit, AJ, but you know, I want us to dive deep into that. You know, like what forced this, especially this, almost. You know.
Yeah. Well, for me, and this goes into what the creative process is all about. Sometimes some people assume that if you write lyrics, then it's you know, it means it's something that you're currently going through. But that's not always the case. As a writer, sometimes you gotta immerse yourself in a situation and be able to take your mind back to what happened, take your mind back to what you felt, and use that as your writing fuel, essentially. And then you write. So the lyrics that you're hearing is exactly those feelings that I felt when everything went down the way it did. To dive deeper, you know, the person that I was with, she, you know, we had a, you know, we tried, you know, just like with any couple, you try to make it work, you try to make things work, but in the end, you know, she had a first love that really still had her head wrapped, you know, and it really threw me off. Because up until that point, we were friends first before we got together. So the fact that we were friends first and I never heard about this guy was a little odd while we were friends. You know? So, you know, while we were friends, you know, you had all this time. And then the friendship turned into, all right, well, you know, maybe we can be together. And we had been, first of all, let's even go back even further. We were childhood. We actually knew each other since grade school. So I've known her. She was in second grade. I think I was in fourth grade. And her family, or at least her brother, was connected with my family. And her brother would go on trips, you know, with my cousin. That was my cousin's best friend. So we crossed paths quite a few times. And then when we were a little bit older, you know, we developed some sort of relationship. And we were cool. And then it turned into me and her kind of wanting more. So from that point, then I hear about this, you know, we're in our relationship, then all of a sudden I hear about this first love, and I'm like, well, who is he? You never mentioned him before. You know, you've never mentioned a guy before. So it was a shock to me. And the way, you know, she carried herself, you know, for about, I think it was about a good few days where I just felt so uncomfortable about the relationship. I just was like, yo, man, I'm done. You know, so I was, lyrically, you could hear my delivery was angry, because that's how I felt at the point. You know, when usually when something like that happens to you, one of the first things you start thinking about is, what did I do that wasn't enough? That, you know what I mean?
Man, you can relate. Everybody can relate to that feeling, man. Yeah, sure. I know I surely did.
Yeah, you know, that's the first thing I ask myself. I'm like, what didn't I do that wasn't enough? Yeah, and it's not like you can completely forget about people from your past, but they should not impede on your future. And that's what happened. That's what she allowed to happen. So, again, the delivery you heard, yeah, it was very angry, because I was able to immerse myself in that situation. And and just lyrically, I was like, I really want to find an intellectual way to let her and others like her know that, hey, even though I think about, like, oh, you know, we almost could have did it, we could have, woulda, shoulda, coulda, but yep. Hey, it was you. This is your fault. Yep. At the same time, so it's not almost like, oh man, we almost had it together. It's almost like, yeah, we almost got it right, but it's because you dropped the ball. So that's literally, you know, that's literally the surface of it all. But yeah, it's sometimes you find yourself, when you immerse yourself, you got to be careful, because then you start feeling those same feelings, and then things start coming back to you that you have gotten over, and you don't want to get to that point, because then you'll start feeling what you felt back then all over again. And I didn't want that for myself, so I did just enough to get myself in and get out,
for sure.
And so Sean, man, go ahead, man, take it away. We gotta know about you too, man. Let's go.
No, I'll just say, I think going off of what AJ was saying, pretty much, you know, I had made the song prior to all of this, but nonetheless, I was, you know, I've been a part of the whole process of AJ's EP. So I've been hearing the music that he's recording regarding this, the whole situation he was just talking about. So when we finally did come to the conclusion that we're going to do this song together, and then I hadn't heard his verses before he got in the booth in the studio.
Wow.
And
really?
So yes, it all kind of, you know, came together that way. And so, you know, he went ahead and did it, and then I had realized it's about this same person, about the same girl, and it's crazy, because it made me want to put out the song more, because I'm like, you know, I had already, you know, made the song about, you know, my own situation, but I feel like what he did to it just fit perfectly. And, you know, I've been in touch with the whole situation based on, you know, our conversations in the studio and all that. So I definitely, I'm already 100% behind it. But I would say, just for me, the song itself was, you know, we can all relate to that. To that mentality of,
sure,
oh, you being so close to a someone, that girl that you, it almost worked out with, and it just for some reason, it just, you almost had it, but there was just a barrier there, whether it be them or maybe a circumstance with scheduling, time, whatever the case may be. You know, we're all young, you know, so it's kind of like one of those timeless songs, I feel like, that can go across anybody's circumstances, really.
And honestly, to your point too, I feel like this song could actually be for different generations too.
Yeah,
for, you know,
yeah,
even the young love, you know, the puppy love type of thing going on, a lot of people going through all that too, you know. So I feel like every generation of age can relate to this song, and it's beautiful, man. It was honestly beautiful listening to it,
for sure. I appreciate that, man.
Appreciate it.
So I gotta know, you know me, I love music. AJ, you know, man, I'm big on the music fan. I want to know, what are some of the famous musicians that admired you, or you guys admired, or that you kind of kind of critique your work towards, or I don't want to say try to be like, because everybody's their own artist, but you know, so, kind of in a sense helped you emulate who you are today.
Man, for me, you know, I'm gonna jump on this question first, because I could literally talk about this subject all day. But as far as rappers, my favorite rapper of all time is Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G. That's my guy. I love Notorious B.I.G. You know, but I listen to a lot of old school hip hop. B.I.G. A lot of people may not consider Eminem old school, but I think he is, because he's still releasing albums. But Eminem, Rakim, Nas, Jay-Z,
legends,
KRS-One, you know, these are guys that to me just had really powerful voices. They were also wordsmiths. People will call it blasphemous, but I love Tupac too. Tupac is great. I never really thought of him as just this crazy lyricist. I always felt that he was more of a poet, and I actually took that aspect of you know, spitting verses from Pac, where I don't emulate anybody's flow really, but from Pac at least being able to deliver with feeling and meaning, and do it as poetically as possible. And I try to kind of do a lot of the word play, you know, a lot of the word play, like kind of how like a Biggie or Eminem or even a Big Pun would do.
Another legend, all legends, you know, man.
So that's that. As far as singing is concerned, because I do mostly singing on this EP anyway, but as far as singing is concerned, I mean, I listen to everything, man. Everything. I would say I love, you know, somebody like a Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra. I know I have a really old soul with a lot of tapes, but R&B, I love D'Angelo. He's one of my favorite artists. Music Soul Child, you know, Dwele. These are all like that neo soul, that Philly neo soul. I love it. So, but yeah, those are my main inspirations. When I approach the music, I actually try to take from everybody as much as I can. For this album or this record in particular, for Almost, I actually did try to take a little bit of Big Pun's approach lyrically, not lyrically, but flow wise, especially in the second verse. But I also tried to deliver it like a Biggie would.
You know, it's crazy, but now you saying it, I see it. I see the correlation to it, the mirror.
Yeah, I tried to, because my approach, I'm like, I wanted to be fun. I wanted it to sound fun, but I wanted it to hit.
Yeah, like it pierced. So, it pierced. Definitely.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would say that. But I pull from everybody, though. I really do. But that's it for me.
Dope, man. And I just want to say too, you know, being around AJ, he just has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to just different kinds of music. We've done road trips to Orlando where he's literally put me on to like the most ridiculous music that I would have never heard otherwise. just throwing that out there. But I know for me, you know, definitely it's always been a really big mix for me, because you know I do the rapping really hard and I also do the singing really hard. You know, I try to exist in both worlds. It's funny, this is actually like, this is probably the first record that we've ever done where I'm not the guy rapping. Yeah, it's a dynamic change. I think that's gonna be people are gonna be really surprised to hear that.
Yeah, definitely surprised.
Yeah. So but yeah, I mean, definitely as far as rappers go, you know, like I said, my uncle is a big you know, old school hip hop head. He's just always, you know, been putting me on game. So, you know, there's a matter of fact, you know, we're originally from New York. He actually took me out to a Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five. Link Up.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it was nuts. So I got to meet all these dudes, and mind you, I'm like coming out of, I think I was still in high school at the time. So I'm like, you know, I appreciate the moment now more than I did.
Oh, of course.
And I'm shaking hands with all these guys, taking pictures. There's super cringy pictures of me like post puberty, like posted up with these dudes. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. But yeah, so I really appreciate that, you know, in the long run, that he did that for me, introducing me to all those guys. And they did a live show at the BB Kings, actually. So in New York. Yeah, they did a little love show out there back in I want to say like 2013, I want to say that was maybe 2012 possibly. So you know, he would always, you know, put me on to those kind of dudes. Obviously, you know, like AJ said, Biggie is an extremely huge influence for me. I would say Biggie and Jay-Z are probably my top tiers.
Ooh.
Jay-Z, man, that's just like the guy. I don't know. The way he talks about the lifestyle has just always been so appealing to me. And I always feel like I see a little bit of Jay kind of trickling through me when I do like raps about certain things, you know? But
it's funny you say that. I had a, and I don't know if you know this, but I'm a big fan of Dragon.
Oh, that's love. I appreciate that.
I love that record.
And man, like I'd be, you can ask AJ, I'd be bumping that everywhere I go.
That's love, man.
And now that you say it though, I hear the translation, the way that he spits and he hits his line. That's what you come with, and that's what you throwing it on, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. And I appreciate that. You know, and I definitely do try to find that. I always try to find myself in the middle of, you know, modern music sonically, and you know, I don't want to lose that the substance that the old records had, you know, in rap. So I always try to find myself right in the middle. So there's times where I'll be doing singing and, you know, more melodic rap, and then I'll hit the more heavy rap, you know, maybe on the second verse or whatever I decide to do. So because I love those guys, but I also love people like T-Pain. That's like one of my that was like my hero growing up, because you know he's from Florida. Yeah. I know you're up in Orlando, but I don't know if you're familiar with you know the Los Solis for Lauderdale Strip nightclub area.
Yeah, yeah. I'm originally born and raised from Miami.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, 305 to the day I die. I've been everywhere, man.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, so, I mean, I actually got a chance to meet T-Pain outside of a club. It was, I literally waited outside because I wasn't even young. I wasn't even old enough to get in. But, just like meeting your hero type of thing. Super nice guy. And I think just musically, he's like a genius, you know? He was so ahead of his time. He influenced many different artists musically. So he's someone I definitely always looked up to. And obviously, as far as like the new school rappers, I guess you could say, you got to throw Drake in the mix. You got to throw J. Cole in the mix. All dudes I draw inspiration from.
Yeah, that's I couldn't even say it better myself, man. That is amazing. Yeah, those are all legends.
To actually piggyback off of something Sean said too, this is why I tapped Sean as one of the producers for this record. Obviously, him and Prime, because my thing was, I know that my approach to music is old school. You know, it is old school because that's what I listen to. That's what I listen the most to. But what I also knew was that I could do it. I could still approach each song lyrically in an old school way. But if I could have the music be more modern, then I feel like I'd be unstoppable in that case. So I tapped Sean and I tapped Prime to go ahead and you know, help me out with this project for that very reason. So just even hearing him saying that just now, that's how he approaches his music. I didn't even put the two together, but it makes sense because I always felt like that's something that Sean did both lyrically and musically, was take an old and new school approach at the same time.
For sure.
Because his lyrics are as just as meaningful as it was back in the day, but the music is something that you want to play on the radio, and that's what's important.
And to your point, though, what's crazy about it is if you guys don't notice, that's actually like it's almost becoming the trend in music now, is where a lot of the old school and the new school is coming together. And this is what I'm saying. Both of y'all together, man, this is like... you guys are going to take over. And like I'm saying, if you aren't already, you guys are knocking on that door already. It's like both of y'all.
We working.
We just work, man. That's exactly what we do. We just literally work. And then I love the fact that, Sean and I, we would literally sit and analyze, with the music just to make sure that the tones are right. Certain little things that even the normal ear wouldn't hear, but just that we know there are other people that probably listen to the music as deeply as we do. There's no room for any type of half doing it or mistake. We take an approach where really we really just go in there and do surgery. It's a surgical approach. So maybe I should patent that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's dope, man. All right, guys. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna go ahead and go on a little break. What I'm gonna do is we're gonna play a little a snippet to the new song Almost featured by Sean Patrick. On AJ's new EP, Me Versus Me. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take that little break. I want you guys to dive deep. You guys are going to love it. All right, guys. We'll be right back. You got something I can't find no else but my past. Baby, we almost got it. What is up, you guys? Welcome back. I hope you guys love that. I know you can't wait for the whole thing. That thing was bumping. Oh, man. So we actually have I have a question for Sean, but I will go ahead. There he goes. What's up, Sean? So I actually have a question for you, Sean.
What's up, man?
So as a producer on this, man, how was it? I want you to go the hard times, the easy times. I want you, how was it collaborating with AJ on this project, on his EP?
So to be honest, I mean, it really wasn't there wasn't too many hard times, to be honest. I mean, I feel like I love working with people where the process is organic and it flows naturally, it never really felt like work, because when you're actually invested in some records yourself, you want to see them come out good, I could say there's plenty of times where, when you're in the studio, whether I'm with AJ or whether I'm with Prime, and maybe we're working with somebody else and the process isn't as smooth, I guess you could say, and it starts to feel like it's dragging and taking a long time. But so I feel like that's why when you do find artists like AJ, that you can work well with and you enjoy working with, I feel like you got to hold on to that, because that connections like that are so important. But going towards into the record, I know like when we, it's funny because Wayne, AJ, I'm going back into origin of when we first met, AJ had played me this one song that he had did, and he's literally had it for I think as long as I've known him, and it's finally gonna come out. It's finally coming out on this EP.
You could drop the name. Like, you could drop the name. I know you're.
Can I drop it? Yeah. I don't know. I should drop it, or do you want to drop it?
It's Mary Jane, guys. It's called.
Ooh.
Drop it. You gotta get the bomb effect.
Exclusive right here. Mary Jane. Crazy.
But yeah, man. So I would say probably no hard times whatsoever working on this record. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I've actually, you know, gotten a lot of great ideas, you know, musically from Wayne over the years that we have worked together. And Wayne's always been there to, you know, lend a helping hand, whether it be on the production end of one of my songs or whatever it may be with my, you know, my boy Prime. Produces amazing records, you know, so we've always had a great, you know, great working relationship. And so I was already ready to return the favor with whatever he needed to get done on the records. And he really put together a solid piece of work, you know, with all these songs. So yeah, shout out to the guy AJ, man.
So AJ, jumping off of that, also I do want to ask, like, so your image that you had for this album, do you believe that you guys, you know, conquered, or do you see it in full, or do you wish there were some things that were on there that aren't on there, or maybe some stuff that, you know, you could even still to this day right now kind of tweak? Because I know you guys are still working on it and stuff like that. Can you elaborate on anything on like that?
Dang, that's a great question.
That is a good question. That is a good
question. Over here cheesing like, dang, all right. But to be honest with you, to answer your question, no. I feel like I left everything out on the table. And the reason why I left everything out on the table was that I don't ever want this subject matter to ever come up again in my life. Oof. Because literally, After I wrote everything, I was good. After I wrote everything, I was completely fine. But to put it on display musically for everybody is a completely different animal. And for me, you know, doing this EP, I literally tell a story from beginning to end. You know, so I literally tell a story how I felt. From the beginning, almost to, you know, how I feel. Maybe I probably wouldn't say now, but up until I was done writing about the situation. Because here's the thing, again, I'm gonna just go back to the writing process and even the creative process. When you immerse yourself in a situation, you want to write about a situation. Usually, you do that with one song. I did that with 7 songs.
Oof.
Okay, yep, so yep. So I literally wanted to capture every feeling that I had over the years, so that people understand. I wanted to paint this picture so people could feel me and listen when they listen, and literally be like, dang, okay, this is what went down. This is what went down. That's crazy. But you see, there's nothing else to say about the situation no more because it's so dead and done that, you know, it's nothing else to be said. I left everything out on the floor, as they say, or I left everything out in the booth. That's probably better for that situation. You know, the girl, I consider her my first love. And they always say, oh, your first love will break your heart the worst, you know, and that's what they say. And
amen to that.
I didn't know. Honestly, how could anybody prepare for that? Now, here's the funny thing, and I'm about to really mess with some people's head. Your first love doesn't always need to be the first girlfriend or boyfriend you have. That's not the first love. Yeah. That does not all. Your first love can literally be somebody that you had a connection with that you hadn't had with anybody else before that. So sure. That was her. So for me to get that later on in my years and not at like 15 or 16 years old, that's what made it a little bit more, it made it more tough to deal with. And then, you know, moving to a brand new state and not knowing anybody and not having any type of camaraderie, I stayed to myself. And And even during those times, I stand to myself, I wrote a lot, but I didn't do anything to get up and get out or do anything like that. And it wasn't until, and I'm gonna shout him out, it wasn't until I met one of the artists I work with, Steven Toledo. It's a duo called Seven Oceans, talented guys. But it wasn't until I met him where a lot of that passion for music and that passion for doing more, it actually came back through meeting him. And then I met Sean shortly after that. It was like, oh my goodness, like I'm meeting guys that have the same mindset that I used to have, you know, when I was younger. So it helped me to really get back into a groove. But going back to this album, I left everything in the booth. I have nothing else to say musically about that situation, about her at all. Because Sean is funny. Sean is the enforcer over here. Because Sean, every time I sang a lyric or spit a lyric, he'd be like, yeah.
I could just say, being someone that's actually heard the record, you know, from front to back, after hearing it all, I could definitely say, yeah, nothing was. I'll vouch for the fact nothing was left on the table. it's a complete story. I mean, there's nothing much left to say after that.
Nope, not at all.
You know, man, and that's I'm cheesing myself over here because I'm dying to hear the whole thing.
It's fire, man.
But you know, I just want to say, you know, on a personal level, I met AJ when he moved down here. You know, we worked together. For those of you who've listened to the podcast before, you know, we used to work at the YMCA. That's where we met. And man, I just got to say, man, you know, the growth from there to now is crazy. You know, and you know, in a lot of ways, AJ helped me grow into the person I am today. You know, I look at him as a mentor. And, you know, just to hear this side of him, man, you know, when you look up to someone, you don't realize how much you can relate to them with a lot of the stuff that they go through, because a lot of times you're going through that same thing. And, you know, like I said, he's helped me through a lot, man. It's just to see this finally come out to fruition and all this, man, his dreams are essentially, they're coming true before our eyes, man. And that's awesome, man. I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's awesome, man. I think we're all like some YMCA come up stories. I actually worked at the Y myself too.
that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Back a while back I was actually working there.
Maybe it's a South Florida thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because YMCA up north is not all that.
It's just like, humble beginnings at the Y, right?
Nobody talking about that up north. Down here, you hear YMCA everywhere.
Yep. Yeah, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. You know, so this is actually, getting to touch on a little bit on the craziness of 2020. It's a question I kind of just wrote up. You know, with everything going on, you know, a lot of people, it's easy for them to dive in, you know, your fans in general, you know, with depression and, you know, sadness, loneliness, especially, you know, with quarantine and everything.
Yeah.
You know, what are some things, you know, music being a platform too, like what are some ways do you, you know, want to tell your fans or just people in general, you know, to express, to ask for help, you know, just let things out in certain ways. What are some ways do you believe, you know, even musically, you know, what are some things you believe that they should be doing now instead of just pretty much staying in their dark zone?
Ooh, man, that's a... The reason why that's such a tough question to answer, because it's a great question. I think that deserves dialogue, because everybody's approach is going to be different.
Yep.
I believe that there's some people who can't make music, but, you know, that could write or that could paint or that could, you know, that could, I don't know, could work, that works out, and maybe you make a workout channel. I think anybody that's dealing with any type of depression or anxiety or whatnot, my biggest, from somebody that's gotten over that and gotten over anxiety and whatnot, find your out, man.
Yep.
Constructive out, okay? Not drugs. find an out that's constructive, because truth be told, you know, initially my out was was negative, was drinking and, you know, and smoking. That was my initial out. You know, I don't think I've ever said that openly before, but that was my out. And that was just toxic for me. That was very toxic. So when I finally just decided, like, oh man, you know, I'm done with it. You know, a lot of things fell into place. And also another out for me, admittedly, was food. You know, I couldn't stop eating. You know,
I'm gonna throw you some props on that too, my man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The work you've been putting in, bro, is out of this world.
It's
bro.
Great. It's great to see that. It's great to see, man.
Appreciate it, man. So, you know, but yeah, that was my out too. You know, I found comfort in food, and that's toxic. You know, so, and you know, here I am now. Thank God, 88 pounds down, literally. And
amen, brother.
And
amen.
I feel great. You know, I feel great, and I feel like I have control. So, my biggest suggestion, if you need to talk to somebody too, man, talk to somebody. You don't be too proud to speak to a psychologist or a therapist, mm-hmm. Or even a psychiatrist if you need some drugs. You know, don't be afraid to do that. You got to admit that you have an issue before you can solve it. If you never admit that you have an issue, if you don't admit to yourself that you have an issue, you're never going to solve it. And especially in these quarantine days where we're pretty much by ourselves, if you're not living with family, you're pretty much by yourself most of the time.
Yeah.
But I would say find your constructive out and seek help to talk to somebody if you need to.
Absolutely. No, I would definitely agree with that 100%. You know, I know we are in like some pretty uncertain times, with the whole quarantine and the future of the country, of course. But, you know, I feel like it just kind of like what AJ was saying. For myself personally, I've always found music as this endless outlet to whatever I needed to say, you know. I used to be like a shy kid in middle school, going into high school. So I think music is definitely a big part of my kind of becoming myself story, you know. It helped me say things that I wouldn't necessarily know how to say otherwise. And I think it definitely helped with how I feel, my confidence. Because there's nothing like going through maybe like not the most ideal situation and then just being able to come into the studio and lay it in the booth, you know, and just write a song about it. There's really nothing like that, in my opinion. I've never experienced anything like releasing negativity and putting it into something positive, like making a song, you know. But yeah, I would say to whoever, you know, whatever that you may be going through, whatever that person may be going through, whether it be, you know, personal, family, financially, maybe romantically, you know, your love life isn't what you want it to be. Just to always remember that you have yourself at the end of the day, and you're your most important asset, you know.
The best investment is yourself. Facts. That's what I have learned.
100%. And just, you know, keep a good group of people around you, you know. I truly believe you are who you hang around, you know.
Amen to that.
Yeah. And just keep good friends around you.
Absolutely.
And that's therapy in itself. Absolutely. You know, you can talk to your boys, talk to your friends, you know.
And kind of just to piggyback, there's one more thing I wanted to say about this. Whatever you do, don't let this situation consume you.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because for me, that's what I let happen when I first moved down here. That situation that I talk about on this EP, I let it consume me. And because I was to myself, I didn't really have I didn't have any friends down here when I first moved down here. I had friends abroad, I'm from New Jersey, so I have friends in New Jersey. My other best friend is in Minnesota, but they weren't around, you know, because I'm in a completely different state. So that situation, I let it consume me. And when you let a situation consume you, essentially it's what you think about. It takes up the majority of your thought for the day. And a situation should never be like that, ever. That should never, that's self-sabotaging, to be honest with you.
Yep.
So that's just one more thing I had to add in. Do not let it consume you, because you'll feel it when it has consumed you. You'll feel it, because you'll realize all you think about it when you wake up, you think about it when you go to sleep, you think about it when you're in the shower, or, you know, you'll see a commercial that reminds you of something or someone or a situation, and then it gets you into your feelings. So
it's honestly like, you know, how I like to use this iteration a lot. It's honestly like quicksand, man. Yeah. Once you go down that rabbit hole, it's hard to get out. It just keeps on bringing you down and in.
Yeah, it keeps bringing you down and in. And the thing is that when you go down too far, right, in quicksand, then it's over.
Yep.
You know, you literally could get out of quicksand and just think, you could get out of quicksand by somebody reaching out to pull you out. So sometimes you don't always have to do it alone.
Yeah.
You know, like, just talk to somebody and just don't let it consume you.
For sure.
Now with that, let's go back to the almost. Are we getting any music videos? You know, anything like what's up? What's up?
You know, it's that so
a
funny.
Good we question. Yeah.
It's a great question. We flirted with it so much because we didn't, as Sean said, we didn't think the song would turn. I heard how the song was going to turn out. I knew it because when I heard it and I heard Sean's voice on it, I immediately thought that rapper-singer combination. And initially, I don't know if Sean said this earlier, but initially he was thinking that I was just going to do the singing part and I was going to rap. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, I need the contrast right here. And I'm like, I need your voice, man. I just need you to sing the hook and sing your verse, and then I'll take care of the I'll spit the rest of it. So that was, so that's that. But we, when it came out the way it did, we literally, because Sean was just, he was like, man, I wasn't expecting the second verse. I remember that's what he said. And I'm like, yeah. And then we just started, usually with Sean and I are so ambitious that we'll start talking about things. And next thing you know, we'll probably, build the Tower of Babel after we get done with the conversation. Because we're so inspired to do something. And we really wanted to do a video, but unfortunately, there's time constraints. We don't have a lot of confidence in some of our professional relationships right now with that side of the business. So we're looking just to make new relationships, which is great. We've already started. So just between that, those two things, you know, we can't get the music video going for that song, but I think it made a really dope music video. Definitely.
Oh, 100%. Like I said, you know, never say never, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Never say never.
But, you know, I will say, you know, definitely going off of what AJ was saying is we would, when we first made it, like, I don't think we realized it was going to be as good as it was, you know. To release something as a single, you know, that tells you everything about how we feel about the song, you know, leading up to an entire EP release. But we definitely talked about the idea. And the thing is with videos, that I would say maybe just that generally speaking, people might not realize is it does take a lot of time and scheduling to make these kind of things happen. You know, obviously AJ is in the process of we have, you know, several other projects coming up, you know, so it's not always as easy as, you know, kind of just sitting down and doing a video. Obviously, you know, booking different people, getting crews out, that kind of thing, film crews, I should say, having, you know, models, arrangements, all that stuff. The task list gets pretty long, you know. I will drop this little announcement. You know, me and Wayne are featured in a video together. it's for a different song. It's actually going to be one of my records coming out. And Wayne is definitely in a, I don't even think AJ's seen this yet, but he is definitely in the cut in this video.
Okay.
And it's dope, man. So I can't wait for that video to come out. that's actually going to be happening very soon.
Well, we're going to be getting another one-on-one interview, because I definitely want to go deep in that, man.
For sure, man.
Oh, yeah, and the story behind that song is...
Ooh. Oh, man. Okay. No spoilers, please. Hey,
That was a little drop. Okay.
I appreciate that.
It may not be our video, but me and AJ are definitely in a video together.
Hey, that's where it starts, right?
Yeah, man.
So I guess what we could kind of like end this off at, I want to know for both of you guys can both answer this. I want to know, Me Versus Me comes out. You know, I know Sean, you got your own thing coming. What's next?
Yep.
What's next for both of y'all? What's where are we moving to? What's going on?
Well, I mean, for me, this EP, and after this EP, I'm thinking about, it's a couple of things. I'm going to get to the point. Usually it's funny with artists, sometimes they'll put out a piece of work, a body of work, and then they're ready to put another body of work out. I don't think I'm there.
Okay.
Right there. But where I am at is doing what I've been doing for the longest down here, and that's beefing up a lot of these artists' songs, either lyrically or musically. So the next move for me is literally just being on a lot of things. Well, after Me Versus Me, it's going to be Sean's EP for sure.
Yeah.
That's we're working on that. Hard Body, I'm featured on there. One of my favorite songs on there, Flaunt.
Oof.
But another thing is I've been working with artists up north. I've been writing for a couple that sings gospel.
Oh wow.
And it's funny because gospel is literally my roots, where I started musically. And the both of them had expressed, you know, even though they know I don't write gospel, they're just like, you're a good writer. Like, we heard some of your songs, what do they call ballads? Heard some of the ballads that I've recorded, and you know, that's what they really wanted to work. So I actually wrote them a song. I'm co-writing another song with them, and you know, so it's going to be beautiful to be able to work with other style people, other people from other states, you know, because the styles are different. And my goal is literally to just be as diverse in my musical approach as possible, even to the point where I can see myself. I started a publishing company called Legacy Elite. Oof. And you know,
straight legends
about publishing. You know, I want to educate the artists on what publishing means and what publishing companies do, and I want to be that guy. So for up and coming artists, without the filth of the business, without the filthy stuff, you know, because it's essentially artist to artist, you know, still have to be a businessman, but at the end of the day, I want to educate the artist. So after Me Versus Me, it's just me. Me for me.
Hey, write that down. That sounds like a trademark.
There you go. That's what I was gonna say. That's
me for me. That's the comeback album.
For me. All right. I'm writing.
Dope, man. And I got some questions. I would definitely say, you know, after AJ's record, definitely looking forward to that. I know what's next for me is I do have a music video in the works. Which is definitely going to cater in this upcoming EP that I've been working on. And I've definitely been working on this for a while. It's been I think one of the hardest parts about releasing a project like this is kind of catching your own momentum, realizing that, you know, there are quite a few people watching, and just making that pressure to want to make it the best it can be. You know, I want to showcase everything I could do on this project I've been working on. And once this comes out, you know, we have had, you know, talks with a couple labels in the past. You know, I've always, you know, gone to AJ for advice in that regard. because it is a tricky industry. For sure. You know, the music industry it can be a dark place if you don't know how to navigate it. So going back to having a good group of people around you, you know. But I could say for myself, you know, just what I see in the future after this video, an EP is just I know I definitely have some more music videos in the works that are just gonna be dropping towards the end of the year, leading up to, you know, 2021. And I'm definitely gonna be more than likely, we've already had conversations about this, you know, me and AJ and another friend of ours, you know, we're definitely gonna be having our, starting our own production company. Doing as many things independently as possible. I feel like in the modern day, as a modern day artist, I feel like you can never go wrong. Oh,
for
you
sure,
know?
For sure.
The more you can do for yourself, I feel the better, you know. And I feel like that's something that I've always unconsciously kind of lived by, you know. I love being able to wake up and just make a song if I want to make a song, you know, and not have to really wait on anybody. And so that's just really where I'm at. You know, I'm ready. I'm excited for more music. You know, I have, me and AJ talk about it all the time. You know, we just have so much music in the stash. It's ridiculous. Probably enough for like 3 EPs, to be honest.
Yeah.
We got a lot of music, man. Yeah. So it's just the challenging part is always figuring out how to give it to the people, you know, cause I know there are a lot of people that I'm extremely thankful for that have, you know, a lot of loyalty towards everything I release. They're always checking for it, always, you know, bumping in their cars, which is what I love to hear stuff like that, you know. And I definitely want to, you know, show them that I appreciate it, and I definitely don't want to let anybody down with the EP. And it's definitely gonna be coming soon.
That's awesome, man. I can't wait. But
absolutely,
guys, man, I just gotta say, man, I really appreciate both of y'all coming on here, man. I love this was great, man. We definitely gotta do it again.
For sure.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate you for having us, bro. Like, seriously.
Likewise, man.
This
for real.
Really a great platform. I'm a fan of this podcast. I listen to the podcast. I love it. And, you know, and just having us on to just get in contact with another audience is just great in itself. So we really appreciate it, man.
For sure, man. It's just another thing to add to the list that, great things that AJ's put me on to, you know.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate all of it.
Yeah, man. For sure, man. Likewise, bro.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and give you guys the floor to plug in anything you got going on, you know, that you want everybody else to know. Go ahead, this is your time. Go ahead, explore, let it fly.
No problem, man. I'll start off, man. Again, appreciate the platform, guys. Just follow me on Instagram, AJ_SMG_ on Instagram, guys. Almost record is gonna be dropping real soon. We're just putting the final touches on it. Me Versus Me EP should be out before the end of the month. That's gonna be another fun one for you guys to hear. And of course, just be on the lookout for that release as well. Again, appreciate the space, C-Lo.
Anytime.
For sure, man. You know, yeah, man. Shout out to you, man. For real. I love seeing, you know, people do their thing, do what they're passionate about, and I can tell that you enjoy this for real.
I appreciate that, man.
And yeah, shout out to you. You know, your audience, of course. And for myself, you know, I definitely looking forward to what we do in the future.
For sure.
My IG would be my name, Sean Patrick, but we do a little slang. Abbreviation of it, which is SPZ.
SPZ, okay.
SPZ. And I'm definitely going to add you on there. That way we can
figure out what we're going to do next.
And yeah, man, shout out to y'all for real.
Hey, man. And, before I do my little plug, I just got to say to both of y'all, you know, if you got a guy, you know, walking with a little cart in the background of some music video, you know, you can always hit me up. I'm free whenever. I'll drive down. I don't care.
Well, you know, it's funny. What's funny about that, we really do want to do something in Orlando. We actually have an artist up there, Thane.
Shout out to Thane.
Shout out to Thane. And Dear Tatiana, that's the name of the guest, man. They are really, really talented out
for
there.
Sure.
So we want to go ahead and start doing some stuff out there in Orlando as
well.
So definitely, you know, you'll be a part of it.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, man, just let me know.
Definitely. Yeah, let you next time we're in the city. We'll definitely
for
let
sure,
you know.
For sure, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, you already know. You can go follow me on the Real Talk with CeeLo's on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Man, like I said, I love this. We're actually going to roll out with that little snippet we had in the middle of the session here, just to leave it on good. And yeah, guys, hey, like I said again, I appreciated the dynamic duels right here, man. You guys... Man, I can't wait to see what else you guys got in store for us, man. I'm so excited. And
for sure.
Yeah, man. That's it, man. That's all we got for today. We'll catch you on the next one. I know, Sean, me and you are going to be talking about possibly
for
next
sure.
week for yeah, a one-on-one. But yeah, guys, we'll catch you on the next one, man. Be easy.
Sound good.
Can't find no air but my past. Baby, we almost got it right. I know it been some time, can't get you on my mind. Baby, we almost got it right. Oh, yeah. Oh. First met, the love in your eyes and full of faith. No doubt in my mind, my heart was set. The love made other plans. 09 was the first time.